Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Wishing you an awesome day today. 41 degrees here in LA. So it's going to be raining today till tomorrow and Thursday. But you know, it's cold with like newer cars are telling you, yo, it's freezing outside. Mm-hmm. It's like on your dashboard and whatnot.
Watch your driving.
Yeah. I remember like back in the day, not too long ago, but like remember you had to actually like warm up your car before you left the house?
I mean, I find it funny that we're having this conversation in California. I grew up in areas you had to warm your car. You can't, like you literally can't move it.
Well, I grew up in areas where you couldn't warm up your car and leave your car there because then it wouldn't be there anymore. Right. Yeah, I'm not going to warm up my car. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning,
what up, everybody.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, man? Oh, man, I've been waiting to ask you what happened in regards to the tweet you sent out last night, Brian. I saw this tweet, and it was the cutest picture of this tiny, like, teacup-looking dog with a little cute vest that you found here in L.A., and you posted it up basically on Twitter saying, like, yo, I found this dog.
Someone's got to get it.
Help find its owner. What's happened since, bro?
So I actually found this dog on Sunday night. It was me and my neighbor, Bobby, and I was walking down Fountain Boulevard, or Fountain Avenue, right near Highland, and he was like, yo, dude. He's like, whose dog is this? Have you ever seen this dog before? And I look in his car, I'm like, whoa, it's like a little Yorkie.
Yeah,
like,
super cute.
Yeah, he's a little guy, man. And he's wearing a little jacket that's, you know, dark blue with green trim on it. And I'm like, nah, man, I haven't seen it. But I live on Mansfield, and he lived over on Cherokee. And he's like, this little guy can't be, like, far from his house. Right. So I was like, hey, man, I could take him unless you want. He's like, oh, I'll hold on to him because the dog was, like, glued to him, right?
Aww.
So he took him down the street to his place. And so essentially, I just was like, well, this little guy can't be too far from his house. So on Sunday night, I put up a tweet and I was like, hey, please retweet. You found this little guy on the corner of Fountain Highland in Hollywood. He can't be far from his house, but he's definitely loved because he's wearing a jacket. You know what I mean? Like, strays don't wear jackets. They don't come with outfits.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely somebody cares about this dog. And please don't hit me with go see if he's microchipped. That I got about 50 replies like, hey, go see if he's microchipped. Well, gee, thanks. I didn't think we thought about that. That seems like a convenient way to return to the owner if it has an identification chip in him.
Right. They're saying to go to a vet, right, and then the vet can check if there's a microchip inside the puppy or the dog, and then it'll be able to locate its owner, right?
Right.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, which we did, and he's not chipped. So, and it's just funny that everyone assumes that dogs are chipped, and they also assume, like, well, what are you gonna, just don't put it on Twitter. I'm like, hey, guys, this is just one way you can help find a dog. It's not the only, we have another plan. It's not like we're just gonna put it on Twitter and be like, listen here, buddy, don't know your name, but if we don't get 1,000 retweets on this, you're probably done for.
I love that you're trying to do something good and help out, and just everybody just smashing you on social media, like, why are you doing this?
Well,
it's, so have you gotten any response?
I mean, no, not yet. I've gotten a bunch of people tweeting at me to get it to check to see if it's microchipped. A bunch of people just, and I'm like, stop doing that and just retweet it. Like, clearly, it's somebody's dog in Hollywood. So someone's going to see the picture eventually, or someone, for the word of mouth, someone's going to say, oh, dude, my friend is missing a Yorkie. There's not a lot of Yorkies wearing jackets just roaming the streets of Hollywood right now. So, yeah, I'm waiting to find his little house for him. I want to keep him, but my roommate would not let me.
Aww.
And I work too much.
We'll get the picture up on our Instagram stories as well. Try to help out find its owner. So,
yeah, if you know anyone missing the Yorkie, this little guy's just adorable. So, and I felt bad for me. He's all shivering and scared, running down Fountain Avenue.
Well, good looking out, man. What's your Twitter, Brian?
At Moot Points.
And then we'll get it up on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. Hopefully, we can find this dog's owner. Cause it's super cute with the little vest.
Adorable.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
How embarrassing would this be for you if you're a student at a university, right? And next thing you know, whether you find out on social media or printed papers have been posted up all over your campus, basically where your university police department has issued a campus-wide alert over your mom. Like, your mom is on a picture, and people are saying, beware of this woman. She's busting into dorm rooms. She's busting all over campus, hassling women to try to get them to go on a Valentine's date with her son.
Oh, wow.
So, not a good look for you.
How embarrassing would that be, right? Your game just died right there, by the way. Any chance whatsoever. This happened in Towson, Maryland University. And this lady is just going around trying to get a date for her son because she's like, yo, my kid needs to get some loving in his life.
That's why you go to college as far away from your crazy ass parents as possible.
Right?
You stick around, man. That's nuts.
Have your parents ever tried to hook you up with somebody? That I don't know about you guys, but like to me, like their picker's always been wrong. Like my mom constantly, when I was like, mijo, just go back to Mexico and get yourself a nice girl. Like she always told me, go back to my hometown, Ocotlán, Jalisco, Mexico. Just go around La Plaza where everybody hangs out in downtown Ocotlán. Just choose one and they'll go. I'm like, mom, what do you think? Like, hey, you, let's go.
Yeah.
It's like, you can arrange your own marriage.
Exactly.
I feel like my mom really wants me to end up with someone from the Midwest because I've dated so many like jerks out here in LA. So every single time anyone moves to LA from Michigan, that like there's a mutual friend or she knows the mom, she'll be like, can I give him your number? Like she always is trying to hook me up.
Have you ever gone on a date with any of them?
No.
I even get the worst ones now where everybody, I've never had my parents like set me up on dates. Now they just try to like set me up to professionally help every single human being they know. Like, oh, they want to be an actor. They moved to Hollywood. I'm like, do I look like a film producer? I work on a radio show.
Brian, can you get him on a movie? Brian's like, I'm trying to get on a movie.
I'll do that. You know, if I got a movie, you'll never see me again.
Tamara, our social media guru, your mom is constantly trying to hook you up with dudes.
Yeah, because my mom feels like I'm lonely and stuff because I, you know, never brought a man home. So she was like,
Well, to be fair, Palmdale's a hell of a drive.
Right.
So it's not, if you bring a guy home and it goes awkwardly, it's a hell of a drive back.
Right.
That's a downside to you living at home still. Like,
know.
They know your love life.
Know.
Why are you home on a Friday, Saturday
get
night?
Get out of here, you loser.
So who'd she try to hook you up with?
She tried to hook me up with her coworker.
Awkward as hell.
Awkward. She was like, I gave him your social media. He knows your name and your phone number. I was like, mom, like, don't do that
this
to
is
me.
A lot.
Did it happen?
No.
Well, your mom's brave, too, because that's so much pressure. I wouldn't even want to go out on a date with my own coworker, let alone my parents. You know how much worse that is when it goes poorly?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never hear the end of it. You're like, well, you made it weird for me at the water cooler, Tamara. Thanks.
Was he cute, at least?
He was all right, but he just wasn't my type.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Does your mom know how much money he makes here?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
That's why. She's trying to marry you off to a rich guy.
The Chelsea Report.
So Cardi B has officially deactivated her Instagram account.
No.
I know.
That's what her record label's saying, too. She got like 45 million followers or something. They're saying, no, that's like a resource.
Well, we'll see how long it lasts. But basically, it happened yesterday, which was the day after she won a Grammy, which is really sad because this should be like the happiest time in her life, you know? But instead, her Instagram was flooded with a ton of hate comments, basically saying, you know, she didn't deserve to win. And then a lot of people were also upset that she got back with Offset, who allegedly cheated on her multiple times. So people were just kind of, you know, giving her a hard time about that. But before deactivating her account, of course, she delivered an epic rant.
I'm sick of this shit. I worked hard for my album. I remember last year when I didn't want for Bodak Yellow, everybody was like, Cardi got snubbed. Now this year's a problem. My album went 2-time platinum. My worked my ass off, locked myself in the studio for 3 months. Some songs couldn't even get on the album because my nose was so stuffy for my pregnancy, while everybody was harassing me like, you're not gonna do it, we know you're pregnant, your career is over.
And she proved everybody wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She came out on top. And this is so sad because, you know, Cardi, first solo woman to ever win Best Rap Album, besides Lauryn Hill, but she did it with the Fugees. So it was a collaboration there. But we should be celebrating that.
Oh, yeah.
This amazing breakthrough. But instead, she's getting all this hate. But that's what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, oh, you got snubbed for not winning for Bodak Yellow, right? And it's like she was on the come up, so everybody was behind her, right? And now that she's made it, now everybody's like, oh, you're too big. It's like so messed up.
I don't think it's everybody. I got to be honest. Like, I think, I think it's tragic that people go to social media and troll you, but that's what they do. So for me, it's like, she's overwhelmingly more loved than she is hated.
Yeah,
in reality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if I were in her camp, I'd say, why are you even looking at these people's comments? What she did was so impressive. She pulled out of that huge Bruno Mars tour because she was pregnant and it wasn't healthy for her to do it. And she still had a monster year. So it's like, at some point in time, I put you letting trolls get to you on you. You got to be smart enough to protect yourself from that.
Well, and she said in the beginning, she said, look, when you guys are never happy, basically, is what she's saying. And I think she just needs to realize that when you're famous and you have haters, it means you're doing well. Like, you're never going to please everyone. And you know, she's going to drive herself crazy continuing to try to please everyone.
Yeah, because the commitment that someone has when they say something negative about you, their commitment they have to that opinion is so minuscule. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no skin in the game. They don't have any. They have not put anything on the table. They just fired off, and what she takes from that is so much more weight than that comment ever needs to have given to it.
And she should also win an award for best ranter, because she's so good at it.
We're going to miss him, man.
I know.
I kind of had a moment when I watched that video, where like, that wasn't the first take.
No one does the first take on that one. I'd be curious.
I mean, you just tried to do a 15-second Instagram story, and you'd be like, oh, I don't like that.
Especially if Baby Culture was around. Baby Culture had it throwing up. Chill out, I'm trying to rant right now.
Right?
Baby Culture, come on.
So, okay, she received some negative messages, but she also, like you said, Brian, she received a ton of support and love. Chance the Rapper reached out to her, J. Cole, and Tom Petty?
Mm. Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much, and this is such a beautiful note. Love me.
Yeah, so she posted that video. Basically, it's her.
Fake news.
She's holding a card that says, what's the quote? It says, oh, you've got a heart so big it could crush this town, which are lyrics from one of Tom Petty's songs.
Right.
And it says Tom Petty at the bottom, which so it kind of looks like a card. And I think it must have been some, what I think is someone sent her, there's probably like another card attached. And that was just like the quote someone wanted to send her. But she, I mean, obviously Tom Petty passed away in 2017. So that's kind of why this story has gone viral you know, people are talking about it. But
maybe it was Tom Petty's estate.
Uh-huh.
Sending her flowers?
Yeah, maybe.
No? I mean, also, do you really, like, expect that she has to know who Tom Petty was? It's not, like, let's be serious. It's not her genre. She came up in a totally different music scene. If you didn't, like, there's a lot of people, a lot of millennials who have no idea who Tom Petty is. So, let's not crush her on that. That's just a silly mistake. It's just, that's how genuine she is. She literally was like, I don't know who Tom Petty, I bet she doesn't know who Tom Petty is. Like, great, thank you for the flowers.
You bring up a good point, because remember when Missy Elliott came out on the Super Bowl? And then all these youngsters were like, oh my gosh, she's going to make it big.
Yeah, exactly.
What a breakthrough for Missy Elliott. You know, whoever that is. It's like, really? She's a queen. You know?
Exactly. We still love you, Cardi. All right. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
I think Cardi just needs a vacation.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right about now, studies show that it's not good to keep your cray in. You got to vent and let it out to be able to move on with your life. So confess your cray. Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. Nikella from La Mirada, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Nikella. How old are you?
I'm 9.
There you go. Okay. She said that with confidence.
Sass. I love it.
Nikella, go ahead. You're in a judgment-free zone. Confess your cray.
Okay, so my cray is I've stolen money from my brother before.
Oh, no.
How much?
$60.
Oh, my gosh.
$60.
Wait, what happened? What did you use it for?
I used it for a book fair.
Oh, well, that's good at least. Furthering your education.
For like a good cause. You're like Robin Hood.
Nikella, how did you go about this secret mission of stealing money from your brother?
Oh, he goes to Boy Scouts. He goes like places a lot. He goes to after school events and I walk home. So I kind of get an advantage of coming home earlier.
A strategic advantage by being home without him. Did he bust you?
No.
She's like, nobody knows except you guys.
Do you feel guilty? Are you going to tell him?
No.
Do we need to change your name? We don't want you to snitch on yourself in front of everybody.
Nikella.
No, because he already stole money from me before. So.
Oh, it's even. You're good.
Eye for an eye.
Two questions, Nikella. How old is your brother?
He's 11.
Got it. And two, where's his secret stash at that you keep finding it?
Oh, in his wallet.
Not very secret.
Right. No.
He needs to get a better hiding place. You're a crafty little sister.
Oh. What do we do here, guys?
I don't know. I feel like yeah, you shouldn't steal. You know that, right?
Yeah. But it's his fault for not putting his wallet in the right place.
Well.
All right, Nikella. Well, how did you feel when he stole money from you?
Devastated.
Okay.
I couldn't buy my things that I need to survive.
That's what I'm trying to get at. It's not a good feeling when you get something stolen from you. Therefore, you shouldn't steal from people because they're going to feel devastated, right?
Because then you'll get karma.
Yeah, exactly. See? You know it.
You want to know a better strategy to find free money? Just go through the dryer in the laundry room before anyone else does, because money always comes out of people's pockets in there. And once the money's out of someone's pocket, that could be anybody's money.
You found it. You didn't steal it.
Exactly.
Losers, weepers.
Is this going to go on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
I'm not. Don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Kill me.
Oh, my gosh. I love you.
We would never lie to you.
Yeah. Nikella, is your mom around?
No, she's sleeping. We're getting ready.
Well, tell her we said hello, okay?
And have a good day at school.
Okay.
All right, we love you, Nikella. Don't steal anymore, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, your chance to win 4 passes to Snow Valley Mountain Resort. If you look up at our mountains, man, it's gorgeous and snow packed with real snow.
Actual snow, everybody. You
organic.
Can take kids to ride real snow, not man-made.
Non-GMO organic
snow. Free range.
Gluten-free.
All right, all you got to do is play Is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. It's a kids' trivia game. 30 seconds to answer 3 questions. We got the same questions for both the kids and Brian. Brian will step outside of the studio. All right, he has yet to win at this game. Ever, ever, ever.
Consistency. Keeping the streak going.
Laurie from Ontario, good morning.
Good morning.
Laurie, thank you so much for hanging out with us and listening to us. Tell us, who's in the car with you and what are their ages?
I have Riley. She's 13. Callie, she's 9. And Jackson is 7.
Callie and Jackson. Beautiful names, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. Some parents don't get it right on the names, let me tell you.
Right. Or they name
them. I believe you.
You mean like George Foreman? And he calls kids George and Georgette and Georgina.
Georgia. No, it's like, imagine, like, you can never name a daughter right now Alexa. You're going to ruin her life forever.
That's true.
Right? All right, here we
Absolutely.
Go. So, Riley, why do you believe you and your brother and sister will be able to beat Brian today?
Because we're like the smartest kids on earth.
Whoa!
You're like the smartest kids on earth.
Huh? No, there are tons of smart kids in the IE, let me tell you that. All right, here we go. Brian is stepping outside of the studio right now. Here we go. Let's make sure he gets all the way out. 30 seconds on the clock. 3 questions. Ready, set, let's go. In the movie Coco, what is Miguel's family's business?
A shoe store.
Okay, number 2.
Shoemaker.
Yeah, what is the top color on the rainbow? The top color on a rainbow.
Red.
Wow. Okay. Do any of you have a Valentine?
No.
None of you? Riley, Callie, Jackson?
They're too young.
They're like, we're going to say
right.
in front of our mom.
Time's up. They're like, we're not going to say in front of mom. Rachel. All right, guys. Good job. Brian is back in the studio. Brian, I think you have a chance at this one.
I always have a chance. Until the first question.
Until the first question's about Coco, then you have a chance.
Probably going to get that wrong.
One of these days, you got to watch Coco, bro. It's not going
to
stop.
Well, then what are you guys going to do to find trivia questions?
All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. In the movie Coco, what is Miguel's family's business?
They own a market store. Markety thing. Grocery okay. store.
There it is.
Number 2.
Casting a wide net here. Lay off me.
Marketing store. Number 2. What is the top color on a rainbow?
Red.
Number 3. We asked the kids, do any of them have a Valentine?
Someone's got to in that car. They do. They probably didn't tell you because they don't want to get in trouble with their mom.
Final answer?
They do.
They do.
But they told you they don't.
Okay. There it is.
Right, I feel like Riley was not honest.
No.
Oh, looks like I was right.
There's nervous laugh.
Riley just got busted.
Riley.
All right. The first question was, in the movie Coco, what is Miguel's family's business? Brian, your answer was?
Like a market-type store.
Markety type store.
Like a bodega.
I thought Brian said marketing agency.
Yeah,
marketing
agency. That's too
first. Yeah, ad executives.
The correct answer is they're shoemakers.
Ah, all right. Well, it's a store.
The kids got that one correct. All right, number two, what is the top color on the rainbow? Brian, you said?
Red.
How did you know that, bro?
Roy G. Biv, dude. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Bam!
Wow, I'm impressed.
You both are correct on that. The kids guessed that correctly.
Nailed
as well.
It.
All right, kids are winning 2-1 right now. We asked them, do you have a Valentine? And they said no.
Of course they did, you liars.
So you got that correct, Brian. But it's not
yes!
enough.
Well, I'll take 2 points.
The kids win. You guys won.
Congratulations.
Good job, guys.
All right, Riley, we heard your laugh there.
Yeah, Riley, who is it?
Yeah,
who is he or she?
Well, there we go.
There we go.
You can tell me.
It's a secret. It's a secret admirer, Chelsea. You can keep it a secret.
Loose lips, sink ships.
Lori, thank you so much for listening to us. Congratulations. You're going to go to Snow Valley Mountain Resort and have a lot of fun, all right?
Thank you.
Oh, so cute.
Bye.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening to us.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you for hanging out with us. You know this, we see you as family, we're super grateful for you, and I'm personally super grateful for all the love you guys give my wife and my daughter and I through this journey of our second pregnancy. I have a 2-year-old daughter, and then we're pregnant with our second baby right now. And because you're family, tomorrow we are doing our baby's gender reveal live on our show at 7:45. Will you have a niece or a nephew? We want you to vote. There's a picture of my wife up on our Instagram stories right now. Vote boy or girl at 97.1 AMP Radio. I especially love hearing people's reasoning behind why they think it's a boy or girl.
Right, like they'll look at Janet's stomach and be like, oh, it's sitting higher than, oh, that's a boy.
Yeah, I recently heard, oh, her belly's round. It's a girl. If it's pointy.
Exactly. That's
it's
so
a
true.
Boy.
Or she's craving pickles and cookies. It's a boy.
The best one I heard was, oh, it's a girl if all her beauty gets sucked out. And I'm like, don't tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife what you think it is.
Hey, Janet, your beauty's getting sucked out. It's a girl.
That's awful thing to say to a pregnant woman.
Please don't comment that.
Yeah, she's going to throw fists on that one.
I don't care. My wife looks amazing. I think she looks more beautiful when she's pregnant, to be honest, than before. She's always been beautiful, just clarify.
But it also is a good way to just play that argument regardless. Right? Fellas out there, your wife is always more beautiful when she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Just remember that.
All right, so make sure you vote at 97.1 AMP Radio, Instagram stories, and tomorrow at this time, we will reveal it for the first time to everybody. Brian, Chelsea, nobody on the team even knows.
And we've caught you somewhat slipping a little bit.
Really?
We think.
Okay.
We know maybe we can go through some of the instances of things where we caught photo evidence or something. But impressively, you haven't let the gender slip in conversation, which is even more impressive because you said that in Spanish, you have to use masculine or feminine pronouns.
You can't just say baby. You have to say el bebé or la bebé.
Right.
You know, boy or girl.
But
so.
I also wonder if he's like playing mind games with us because there's been a couple of videos we've seen where you sort of hinted at one gender, but I'm like, well, then I'm second guessing it all. I'm like, well, maybe.
I love playing mind games.
Play with us.
Edgar's too honest a person to play with. That's something I would do. Edgar's like a nice person.
So tune in tomorrow, 7:45, and we'll have that review for you. Thank you guys for being a part of this awesome journey.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we get into these epic work fails, big shout out to Jurupa Valley High School, my alma mater, the Lady Jaguars, the soccer team. They're in the CIF game today, and they're awesome, man. So wishing them the best. Linda, who was team mom when I played soccer at Jurupa Valley High School, just texted me. She's still involved with the high school. That's how amazing she is. So.
Like team mom, like bringing orange slices and stuff?
All the above, bro. She's so, like, still involved, and her kids are way out of it, you know? All right, guys, want to talk to you about what has been your biggest at work fail? Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. How does it compare to what a BET employee did that was so bad? Imagine being this employee, okay? That after what they did, it caused Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne to cancel their appearance at the BET Music Festival that's going to go down here in LA. Imagine feeling that right there. So what went down is that someone from BET tweeted out an article that highlights Cardi B becoming the first solo woman to win a Grammy for Best Rap Album. Huge right there, right? And in the tweet, they wrote, quote, "Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front. basically throwing shade at Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea, can you explain lace front?
Lace front is the front of your wig. So basically, you have like kind of this headpiece that's sort of made of lace, and that's kind of what your wig sits on to stay attached and look natural.
So obviously, all that has been deleted. BT has put out an epic apology to Nicki Minaj for the situation and honoring her for what she's accomplished.
Well, and it's because Nicki Minaj has never won a Grammy before. And that's, you know, it is kind of a huge slap in the face that Cardi B won. Like, Cardi B deserves it. But, like, everyone's kind of like, well, why hasn't Nicki won one yet?
I think it's not even that deep. I just think it's straight up people just trying to fire up that Nicki versus Cardi drama that they've already had, right? Like, I think we're giving the BET too much credit, whoever tweeted that, to think it's, like, throwing shade for Grammys. I think it's flat out just like, oh, this is funny. Remember when they were throwing shoes at each other at a gala? Yeah. Oh, this will be hilarious because Nicki's probably so pissed.
I think the funny thing is, too, like knowing about like with Billboard and how their social team works, a lot of times for award shows, it's like the intern of social media,
that's
like the lowest of the low that's tweeting out on awards night. So I think that's kind of where you're like, oh, you feel that intern's probably not working there anymore.
Epic fail right there. How do your work epic fails compare to this? Give us a call, shoot us a text, 877-971-HITS. I remember an epic fail I had. My buddy Ryan and I, one of my best friends, we got a temporary job at Ontario Airport for the holidays because they always need help because of everything
that's
being shipped.
Baggage handling and all that.
Yeah. So we were working for this company that was basically grabbing all the containers out of airplanes, cargo airplanes, and bringing them into an area where they could load them up to diesel trucks, right? So we got to drive one of those little carts that had like a little train of flatbed situations that carried the big box containers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they always told you, hey, before you leave, you got to make sure you put the locks up on the flatbed containers so that the containers do not slide or fall off. We're like, oh, we got this. We're like 19, right? We're cruising in the middle of the night, Ontario Airport. We're turning a corner. We totally forgot to put the locks up. Two containers flew off the flatbed, slid across the runway, had to shut down the runway at Ontario Airport for about 2 hours to get somebody to be able to go over there and remove the containers. Epic fail right there.
Did you just keep driving or did you say that you did it?
Our supervisor saw us. We weren't saying anything until the supervisor saw us. Like, yeah, we saw you guys, you know? Like,
oh, that wasn't us. Oh, whoops. Look, we are missing some containers.
What about you, Chelsea? Epic fail.
Yeah, so I used to work in landscaping. I worked for my friend's mom. So we would go out and we'd spend like a whole, we'd go to these like mansions, these massive houses that we would, you know, we'd be like planting flowers and trees and doing like mulch or whatever. And I remember this one time I was watering the flowers with the hose and I, at the end, I put the hose in the pool like to finish filling up the pool as well. And I left to go, to lunch and I come back and the whole entire backyard, massive backyard is just flooded. All the flowers we just planted are like not planted anymore. And then the worst part was like on cue at that same moment, the owner of the house comes running out. Apparently the basement flooded because all the water leaked down from the pool into the basement, into like the Michigan basement. So yeah, so that was rough. So I definitely didn't get paid for a couple weeks because I had to pay off them getting their basement fixed.
The worst part was the water bill on that.
Yeah, right?
Right, and everything you destroyed in the basement.
If you know anything about Brian, you know he's got some epic work fails. And can't wait to hear it coming up next and hear yours as well. Lines are blowing up. 877-971-HITS.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Andy from Inglewood, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, your epic fail's got to be good. Inglewood up to no good.
Always. Yeah, well, I work for a Catholic university, and we were replacing some lights at our chapel because we were going to have a huge mass with one of the higher priests over in California. And when we were replacing the lights, the electrician gave me our glass dome, which we had none, like replacements. And as soon as he handed me the dome, it shattered all over my hand. Like, literally, I just touched it and it shattered. He's like, Satan loves me or something, but it just shattered all over the place. I'm the type of person that if you want something that's unbreakable, give it to me for a week and I'll break it. Just by normal wear and tear.
So just exploded in your hands? That's never a good sign when you work at a Catholic university.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I guess Satan loves me a little bit. Cause,
this guy.
My driver's license is 666. My first car had 666.
Whoa.
My military ID had 666 on it. So I think I'm destined for hell or something.
Oh my gosh, Andy, don't put that out there, bro.
I mean, have you ever seen The Exorcist? You could probably hook you up with somebody to help you.
I love that movie. I wish I could go on a prom date with her.
Can your head spin around in a circle?
No, it can't spin around.
All right, Andy, we'll keep you in our prayers, bro. Hang in there with the sign of the beast, all right?
All right.
Later, thanks, man. Anna from Compton, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna, what was your epic work fail?
So one day, it was really slow at Subway. I used to work at Subway. And there's a security guard that works at the plaza that I worked at. I had him go buy me a bottle of Honey Jack.
So alcohol.
So you're just getting hammered and make it. You're getting hammered and being a sandwich artist.
Yep. You're in the freezer drinking, and I posted it on Snapchat.
Yeah, well, that'll
come
do
on.
It.
That's not the smartest thing you've ever done.
It really isn't. But,
well, I guarantee you that you were making the best sandwiches of anyone working there. Because if I was drunk making sandwiches, I'd be like, y'all want double meat or what? Bacon on
people
everything.
Are loving you.
Well, the boss showed up an hour later and asked us to leave.
No way. So how did the boss find out? Did they look at your Snapchat or they just smelled it on you?
Or cameras or something.
Mm-hmm. I guess I had a snitch on my Snapchat or something.
Oh, your boss is a nerd.
Well, there you go, Anna. Was that the last time you drank on the job?
No.
Oh, didn't learn a lesson.
I mean, you got to make work fun somehow. You're making sandwiches, man.
She's like, nope. Anna, love you, girl. Thanks for listening to us.
No problem.
Bye. Oh, man, what are our techs saying, Brian?
We got one from the 301. Says, I work at a day program. I drive the vans. Forgot to pick up two of the participants one day.
Oh, no.
What? Show up. Which, I had a bus driver when I was in elementary school. Used to forget us all the time. Like they just blow. Like, just, I don't know what she was doing. She's like, scream right by us. So I'd be like, what are you doing? We're 9. You gonna walk to school?
You guys were like, made it.
Lady, no, turn
running
around.
Running after the bus.
Right. It's not like I want to go to that bad. I remember when I was working in Seattle, working in this interior design warehouse where they like high-end bathtubs and sinks and all these stuff would come in. And I was the person who was shipping and receiving, so I'd just be getting these orders and fulfilling, you know, making sure the packing sheet had all the things checked off. And I got this like really expensive bathtub like looking pan showery thing. It was I didn't know what it was in a box, but I could see that the price tag was $7,500.
Ooh.
So I went to cut into the box and apparently I had the wrong side up.
No.
And so I took this like razor knife and just cut straight down the middle through the box and just cut like a gouge into this $7,500 bath pan.
You're joking, bro.
And I was like, whoa. I was only making like $11.50 an hour in the warehouse. I was like, oh, this isn't good. So then what I did is just pretended I never got that piece of bath pan and I just hid it in the warehouse.
And so as of right now, it could probably still be hidden there somewhere?
About 5 years later, I bumped into my old boss and she's like, hey, did you remember that bath pan we couldn't find? She's like, I found it in the warehouse all cut up. And I was like, yeah, that was me.
But you were out by then.
Oh, man, I was like 5 years gone with that job. She laughed. She's like, you know that we have insurance. Like, I could have just gotten. I'm like, I didn't know that.
All of a sudden, Brian stopped showing up to work.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
It's literally what happened. I went back into teaching. I was like, I gotta hide.
There you go, man. I'm wishing you the best at work as you're on your way there. Hopefully, you have no epic fails today.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
If you're not having a lot of luck when it comes to dating apps, things aren't working out for you, it's probably because you don't have the right dating app for your zodiac sign.
Of course, duh.
Oh, everything makes so much sense now.
Oh my God, we're finally going to figure it out. Who would have thought the roadmap was right in front of us?
Finally.
Been there for thousands of years.
It all changes today, Tam.
Yes, I'm ready.
Luckily, we have this study for you. We're going to break it down for you, all right? So the dating app that's perfect for you according to your zodiac sign. Since Chelsea and Brian, you guys are the same zodiac sign, right?
Taurus.
Yeah. That explains so much about you guys and your relationship.
Don't put this on me.
Hey, see?
Oh, don't get it started. Here we go. All right. So, Chelsea, what do you think is the right dating app for you? See if it lines up with this study for Tauruses.
I mean, I feel like the one that I've had the most luck on is Raya.
Ryan, explain a little bit of Raya.
Raya is sort of, it's kind of like you have to be like verified.
Famous.
Basically.
You got to be a famous person.
Like,
no,
all right. You have to be like in the arts, like creative, like in like music, whatever.
You got to be fancy. Like she said she saw Trevor Noah on Raya the other day. Let's go to a different one.
You got
to
be a give me what you name. All right. So actually for you guys, Taurus, it's not Raya.
What is it?
It's coffee meets bagel.
Oh, I remember that one.
It just sounds lame.
I knew it.
Right.
It was not
going
to
lie.
So it says,
why though?
It says Tauruses have a reputation for being high maintenance.
Oh.
I'm good, man. I got a girlfriend and she loves me. I'm fine. Don't put me in this.
But there's nothing wrong with a little pickiness, Chelsea.
Yeah, exactly.
Coffee meets bagel provides a limited number of curated matches every day while still being fairly low pressure. As far as dating apps go, it's as close to a balanced experience as you're gonna get.
Okay.
Oh. Chelsea, have you tried that one?
I never have. I feel like I remember hearing about it a couple years ago when it first came out. But, I mean, maybe I should give it a try.
She's not gonna give it a try.
I know, why not?
Get out of here.
There's no way she's leaving Raya.
No kidding.
She might leave Raya for the league, which is also a high-end situation. I'm a Gemini. Shout out to everybody that's a Gemini. I'm happily married, though, so I'm good to go. But just in case, if you are a Gemini, allegedly Tinder is your place to be.
Oh, yikes.
There you go.
Options.
Get it in.
Right, is it like smash and go on Tinder? I feel like that app is pretty much totally just a smash and go sitch. All right, so Tinder can feel like the Wild Wild West, according to this, but that won't faze a Gemini. Geminis, we're ready to roll with it. Like Tinder, they're a little bit all over the place, but that just means more possibilities, a.k.a. your floosies. We are. Not anymore. All right, this is going to be hilarious. Tamara, our social media guru, what is your zodiac sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio. So we're going to tell you the dating app that's perfect for you according to your zodiac sign. Which one do you think it is?
It's probably going to be like Christian Mingle.
Oh, how cute. Actually, it's the opposite of that. It's called Hater.
What?
What?
She said, I've never heard of it. That's why you're still single,
girl.
No one
sounds like fun.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the first one that sounds like it's entertaining.
Brian's like, I need to sign up.
Yeah, a bunch of pessimists on it.
Wait, so what is it?
So, Scorpios, using Hater, which is predicated on the idea that people will bond over mutual dislikes, like things you hate in life. And then that's how you bond. You're like, oh my gosh.
That sounds so depressing.
What? You hate this kind of food? I hate that kind of food. Or you hate people that do this? I hate people that do this.
I feel like this is a dating app for producer Brad.
Yeah.
No, that's not for me.
If you think about it, it actually makes more sense than matching on likes and loves. Because like if you're like, hey, I like this. Like, because people really are adamant. Like, I hate pickles. I can't do pickles.
Oh, right.
Pickles are disgusting.
Tamara, is there anything that you hate, food or waiting in line or any type of situation?
Eating
what? No, I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
I'm not a hater.
Oh, it says here, it can be a pretty intense experience to hook up on Hater, but it's going to be passionate, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Luckily, quote, intense is every Scorpio's middle name.
Hater?
No. Oh. Intense.
Oh, intense. Yes. Yes, right. Definitely.
Like you feel strongly about things. That's what the hater concept is.
That is true.
So there you go, guys. Hopefully that helped out your situation there. We'll post the full list up on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio to make sure you find the perfect dating app according to your zodiac sign.
The Chelsea Report.
Nicki Minaj is joining Ariana Grande and calling out Grammy producer Ken Yearlick.
First things first, I eat your brain.
So you guys...
First things first.
You guys may remember last week, Ariana Ariana called Ken out after he made a statement about her not performing at the Grammys. He basically said she pulled out because she felt it was too late for her to pull something together, but really it was because they wouldn't let her perform the song she wanted to perform.
Yeah, Ariana basically called him out for being, according to her, a liar. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, she wanted to play her new songs, right? Seven Rings, stuff that just come out, but they wanted her to play stuff that's in this last cycle of the Grammys because that's what she was getting awards for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So now Nicki is calling him out for being the reason why she hasn't won a Grammy.
Wow.
She even said she's been bullied into staying quiet for 7 years out of fear. In a tweet, basically a fan asked her, okay, this seems so weird that you haven't won a Grammy yet, to Nicki. And she responded saying basically, yeah, it is weird. And I pissed off the same guy that Ariana called out last week. And she said, but I'm going to tell the true story on the next episode of Queen Radio. You guys decide you guys need to know the truth. And what I'm hearing, because I kind of was doing some research, what I'm hearing she's referring to is that, I guess, her performance at the Grammys in 2012. It was when she did Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded track, which was Roman Holiday. She did it. You guys might remember it. I remember it very well. It was when she recreated the Exorcism, and it was just sort of this like really intense performance.
Right.
Apparently, Ken has said publicly that performance was his least favorite ever, and he basically said, like, I wasn't proud of what we did with Nicki 3 years ago. I thought it was a disappointment both in terms of what we did and to an extent of what she did. And he just said, if it was controversial, that would have been good, but it just wasn't good. Mm. So he's kind of come out here. So I think she's kind of saying he's like sort of shunned her because of that.
Right.
It's weird because they've allowed controversial performances. Kendrick Lamar had an amazing one a few years ago. It seems like there's two issues going here. One that we've already talked about at length, and they've already acknowledged that there's a real blind spot when it comes to the hip hop community.
Oh,
just not recording, the Recording Academy not respecting the music, the quality, what they do and things. And then also maybe the creative stuff that she's, connecting with when it comes to Ariana, who's like, yo, I didn't want to do what you wanted me to do. I want to do what I wanted to do.
And also, Nicki and Ariana are really good friends. Mm-hmm. So in a way, she's also having Ariana's back on this. And, also making some noise after Cardi B won the first solo female artist to get Rap Album of the Year.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing with the Grammys, and you do hear this, so it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say on her episode of Queen Radio. But, like, there always are politics involved, you know?
Sure.
If a head producer doesn't like something that you did at a previous episode or doesn't like something you said, like, I guarantee that there is some truth to that of why maybe she hasn't performed before or won a Grammy.
And the Grammys aren't hiding it. They're saying, yo, there's a disconnect of us on really understanding the hip-hop world.
Right.
They've claimed it.
I like it when Nicki goes off, but I feel like she has to have a monster hit here soon, or she's like dangerously walking close to Kanye crazy. You know what I mean? Where like he's saying all this stuff and we just aren't listening to it anymore because there aren't. It just sounds like just coming from a place of defensive anger. So
you
I feel like if she drops a huge hit soon, then it's like, oh, okay, she's just voicing herself. But otherwise, it just kind of feels like, should we be laughing at this or what's going on with her?
She also wants to out-rant Cardi B. Because that's the question. She was the original ranter. Now, here we got Cardi. Who's a better ranter? What do you guys think?
Well, Cardi's got the trophy in her hand, so.
Yeah.
Nicki might win today, though, because Cardi deleted her Instagram.
There you go. Ooh, okay.
I got the answers, man. All right, Kanye.
Come on, Kanye. Stop. This isn't about you. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, we want you to confess or vent. Who did you dirty? Relationship, whether it be romantically speaking or a friend or coworker. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. Maria from Simi Valley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maria, go ahead and vent. It's going to make you feel a lot better. Who did you dirty?
Oh, my God. It was a good friend that I used to have. Her name is Yolanda. I used to live out in Canoga Park, and she lost her place. I let her stay over my place with all her kids, and she stayed over a month. And she stole stuff from me. And then she started teasing that I stole stuff from her. And recently she posted it on Facebook to remind everybody that I stole stuff from her. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this.
She went on the offensive accusing you of stealing because she knew at some point people were going to find out that she stole from you?
Yes. Still, like, so pissed off because she recently posted it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? angers me.
I can't stand when people go and put completely unnecessary drama on Facebook. We love it, man. We're all there for the drama, right? Yeah. You're scrolling through Facebook, bored, sick of looking at people's kid pictures and food.
Hey.
You know, and then you see one like, oh, damn, pull up, grab some popcorn. And then you just sit there like, man, why did you put this on social media?
Yeah. I also feel like the fact that she posted something 5 years later, to me, that says guilt. Like, I feel like she was sitting there one day thinking about it and being like, oh, I feel guilty, so I'm just going to post this to make myself feel better.
Exactly. And I'm just so angry at it. It's like, okay, and then she has the nerve to tell me, if you're going to block me, go ahead and be a child about it. I'm like, oh my God, I don't hear this drama.
This chick. Well, Maria, you did something better. You came to the radio station instead of Facebook and talked about it. Listen, hopefully you can just get it out there and then don't allow this to mess with your mind or your life anymore and just forget about it from here on out. Because you know the truth. So you're at peace with yourself about the fact she's the one that stole from you, not the other way around, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And just a word for everybody out there. Don't stop helping people just because of some bad friend that did something bad to you. Stay true to yourself and just help everybody else.
Oh,
my That's God. Right.
I love your heart.
That's right. And also, when you post it on Facebook, then the other person gets to come on the radio show and blast you.
Exactly.
In your face.
Toma. Maria, we love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you, too. One more thing. Sorry. Yeah. You sound like Mario Lopez. Every time I turn on my radio, I remember Mario Lopez.
Uh-huh. Who, Chelsea or Brian?
Edgar.
Oh. Let me tell you this. I don't look like him, for sure. So I have dimples on my cheeks, but not on my face.
I saw that. All right, guys. Thank you.
Love you, Maria.
She says, I saw that. She's like, yeah, you don't look like him.
That's what she said. Edgar and AC Slater rocked the wrestling singlet a little differently.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Katy Perry, man, hasn't had the best couple of years, and now she's involved in some more drama. Chelsea's got all the deets in regards to that.
Yeah, so apparently her shoe line is under fire this morning. Apparently, there's a pair that resembles blackface.
Pair of shoes?
Yeah, pair of shoes. Uh-huh. It comes in two colors, nude and black. And basically, the whole shoe is a face. It has, you know, an kind of protruding type eyes, a nose, and then red lips. Comes in sandals and mules. And, you know, everyone, the minute they were released, people obviously started saying things about it. And Katie's people, they have pulled it from the shelves. They said that, you know, they weren't meant to be offensive. But it's interesting because it comes literally a week after Gucci just dealt with the same thing. They had this sweater out that was like a $900 sweater that also resembled blackface.
It was like a turtleneck that covered your face.
But it was
big
weird.
Red lips.
It covered, it covered your face, your nose, but then it had a cutout for the mouth with like red lips. They literally look like they could go together, the shoes and the sweater. So, I mean, they pulled it, but it's just so interesting to me. I'm like, how is there not one person on your team when you're designing these shoes, this sweater, that doesn't say something or doesn't, I mean, there's like a whole team that works in this stuff, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a whole team of white people. I mean, it's that's what we complain and people should be complaining about, the lack of cultural diversity and sensitivity in certain fields. That's exactly how that slips through. A lot of young people who aren't from, who don't see that as ethnically or like offensive in any sort of way. And the thing is like, you look at it and you're like, I look at it like, man, that's awful. Like the big red mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't think that in any way, shape or form, either Gucci or Katy Perry's line were trying to be offensive or any sort of situation like that. But you're right. That's why you want multiple perspectives on something.
Yeah. But how many more times are these mistakes going to be made? You know what I'm saying? H&M did something like this. And T.I. recently posted on his social media, he's legit going to stop buying Gucci. And he's asking more people from the black community, you know, artists and so on and so forth, to do the same thing. Because he's like, yo, this is going to continue to happen until they realize the power of the black dollar and how much, you know, power we do have. But we can't just keep forgiving people for doing this kind of stuff. Like, Chelsea, like you were saying earlier, like, really? How did nobody catch this with all the controversy that's been going on? How do you not catch it?
And it's interesting because they seem so surprised. You know, Gucci released an apology being like, oh my gosh, we are treating this as a learning lesson. Like, they obviously pulled the sweater, but it's just sort of, you know, it's crazy to
me. The learning lesson is looking at who you have working for you.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, women, we want, you know, multiple, you know, people from different genders, people identify, whether in terms of gender, ethnicity. That's how you catch these mistakes. You catch people when you have, like, when designers are presenting all these ideas, it can be it can be easy for people of all the same ethnicity to look at something the exact same way every single time. So I think the greater lesson is not, it's not a blackface lesson. It's a lesson on cultural diversity. It's like, yeah, that blackface is a very big problem, but also how did it get there? Mm-hmm. And then go look at your staff and be like, oh, I see how it got there.
So an apology is not enough. It's like, what are you doing about it so that it doesn't happen again? So hopefully that's the learning lesson there. Thanks, Chels, for that story.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
I don't know about you, but I just can't wait for Rihanna to drop some new music. Right?
It has to be 2019. Please. I am, like, holding out for it. Yes.
Please. 97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We got the Dopest Moment Award going out right now to Nikella from La Mirada for bringing the most sass we have ever heard on the show. And she's only 9 years of age. Check her out. Aww. Hi, Nikella. How old are you?
I'm 9.
There you go. She said that with confidence.
Sass.
So what I say is I've stolen money from my brother before.
Oh, no.
How much?
$60.
Oh, my gosh.
$60.
Wait, what happened? What did you use it for?
I used it for a book fair.
Did he bust you?
No.
She's like, nobody knows except you guys.
Do you feel guilty? Are you going to tell him?
No.
Where's his secret stash at that you keep finding it?
Oh, in his wallet.
Not very secret.
But it's his fault for not putting his wallet in the right place.
Well,
is this going to go on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
I'm not. Don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Kill me.
Oh, my gosh, I love you.
Obviously, we also had a conversation with her earlier on the show how stealing is not the best thing to do.
She said it was devastating if someone stole money from her.
Devastating. Her brother stole from her first. Uh-huh. She was devastated, so she knows it's not a good feeling.
I just like her on the show every single day. She just made my day. She's so funny.
I feel like you need to bring her on dates, Chelsea. Yes. And if you ask a guy a question and then he's not really telling the truth, she'll just be like,
don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Love it.
Just calling out dudes, right?
Yeah. For everything he would say something to me and she'd be like, that's a dumb comment. Or like,
don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Just love the idea that she's heard that somewhere. So her brother does a lot of lying to his mom.
Yeah.
Don't you dare lie to me, boy.
Exactly, right? All right, Pamela, thanks for hanging out with us. Yes, Ortiz coming up next with some more Six Flags tickets. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Nobody deserves that amount of power over your life.
Don't you dare lie to me, boy.
It's not a lie. It's the truth.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.